New York City bans deceptive subscription tricks before rivals act. New York City became the first municipality in the United States to ban deceptive subscription practices, effective October 1, 2026, setting a regulatory precedent that lands precisely as the artificial intelligence industry is rewriting the economics of recurring digital charges at enterprise scale. The rule, announced July 10 by the Mamdani administration, imposes fines of $525 per affected user subscription on companies that fail to provide a simple cancellation path, along with back fees and additional penalties. A companion proposal targeting junk fees would require sellers to disclose the full price of any good or service up front, including all mandatory charges. The city's Consumer Protection Office, led by Commissioner Samuel A.A. Levine, a former Federal Trade Commission official, estimates the subscription rule alone could save New York City residents as much as $162.5 million annually, according to a figure cited by the Roosevelt Institute. People shouldn't have to wait on hold for half an hour or send a certified letter or show up to a store in person in order to cancel, Levine said in an interview. The rule targets gym memberships, streaming services, and other recurring charges that consumers often do not know they carry. The timing is not coincidental. Across the technology sector, the subscription and token pricing model for artificial intelligence products is under simultaneous pressure from enterprise customers, regulators, and new market entrants, creating a structural inflection point for institutional investors positioned in consumer tech, enterprise SaaS, and AI infrastructure. $525 per user. What the fine structure signals for SaaS unit economics, the per-subscriber fine architecture, is the sharpest instrument in the new rule. At $525 per affected subscription, a mid-sized streaming or software-as-a-service platform with even 100,000 New York City users faces a potential liability exposure of $52.5 million before back fees and supplemental penalties are calculated. For platforms with millions of subscribers, the math becomes existential on a per-enforcement action basis. The rule takes effect October 1, giving companies fewer than 3 months to audit cancellation flows, reprogram user interfaces, and retrain customer service operations. The compliance window is short by any measure. The Roosevelt Institute estimates the subscription rule could save New York City residents as much as $162.5 million per year. At $525 per user subscription in fines, a platform with 100,000 New York users faces a theoretical maximum pre-penalty exposure of $52.5 million per enforcement action. The junk fee companion rule carries separate weight. New York City's rental market, where approximately 70% of residents are renters, faces a specific intervention. Any mandatory fees, including annual ones, would be folded into the stated monthly rental price under the proposed rule. Real estate management companies that have layered boiler management and lifestyle charges onto base rents would lose the pricing architecture they have used to compress apparent costs while expanding actual revenue. Levine framed the underlying market failure precisely. Companies are currently competing on the ability to hide price rather than on price itself. That distortion is the enforcement rationale, and it is the same logic now driving regulatory attention toward AI token pricing. The AI token economy faces its own transparency reckoning. The New York rule arrives as enterprise customers are confronting AI subscription and usage costs that are growing faster than productivity gains justify. Microsoft is now routing tens of thousands of AI prompts per week in its Excel and Outlook products through its own MAI models, rather than through OpenAI and Anthropic, according to Bloomberg reporting cited by Gizmodo. The shift follows Microsoft AI CEO Mustafa Suleiman's public statement that the company pays substantial sums to Anthropic, and that its goal is to reduce and ultimately eliminate that cost. the pricing differential explains the urgency. Anthropic charges $10 per million input tokens and $50 per million output tokens for its most advanced Fable 5 model. OpenAI's GPT-5.5 runs $5 per million input tokens and $30 per million output tokens via API. Meta, entering the market with Muse Spark 1.1 announced July 9, is charging $1.25 per million input tokens and $4.25 per million output tokens, according to Meta Chief AI Officer Alexander Wang in comments to CNBC. Source: Gizmodo Business Insider. Figures as of July 2026. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg described competitor pricing as very extreme in comments to Bloomberg, and said Muse Spark 1.1 outperformed Google's Gemini in agents, coding, and other categories. Coinbase has already capped its engineers' weekly AI spending at between $500 and $5,000. These are not signals of a market in equilibrium. Mamdani, Levine, and the regulatory franchise being built in New York, the political architecture behind the subscription rule matters as much as the rule itself. Zoran Mamdani and Levine are not operating as isolated city officials. Levine ran consumer protection at the Federal Trade Commission before joining the city. His critique of the post-Reagan deregulatory consensus, that 40 years of market self-policing produced 40 years of deceptive pricing, is a direct inversion of the Chamber of Commerce's 2024 argument against the Biden administration's junk fee rule. The Biden-era federal click-to-cancel rule was struck down by a federal court in 2025 on procedural grounds, days before taking effect. The Biden junk fee rule had apartment fees excised after real estate industry lobbying. Donald Trump's Federal Trade Commission has indicated it plans to pass a similar rule in coming months. New York City is filling the federal vacuum by acting at the municipal level, and doing so with enforcement teeth that federal rules have lacked. Members of Mamdani's Democratic Socialist Coalition won a series of primary elections in recent weeks. The New York City Council has separately proposed a ban on algorithmic surveillance pricing, in which companies charge different prices to different consumers based on behavioral data. Maryland enacted a surveillance pricing ban in April. Colorado's governor vetoed a comparable ban last month. The regulatory geography is fragmenting, which is the condition institutional investors find most difficult to price. Investment positioning, compliance costs, market structure, and the cities as regulators trade for institutional capital, three vectors require immediate attention. First, consumer SaaS platforms with large New York City user bases face binary compliance risk. The fine structure is not a rounding error. Platforms that have built retention models around friction-heavy cancellation flows will need to restructure those flows or book contingent liability. The October 1 effective date compresses the compliance runway. Second, the AI token pricing war initiated by Meta's Muse Spark 1.1 and DeepSeek's budget models is deflationary for AI infrastructure revenue, but inflationary for AI adoption volume. Microsoft's move toward its own MAI models, including MAI Thinking 1, a 35 billion active parameter model with a 256K context window described as matching Claude Opus 4.6 on coding benchmarks, signals that hyperscalers will internalize margin rather than pay it to model providers. Anthropic and OpenAI face margin compression from both ends, enterprise customers substituting to cheaper alternatives and regulators scrutinizing subscription renewal practices. Third, New York City's rule establishes a municipal regulatory template. If the city successfully enforces the subscription rule and completes the junk fee rulemaking by year-end, as Levine expressed hope to achieve, other cities will follow. The subscription economy, estimated to generate billions annually in automatic renewals consumers do not actively maintain, becomes a contested revenue line rather than a reliable one. the Placamium view the market is reading New York City's subscription ban as a consumer protection story. It is actually a pricing transparency story, and that distinction changes the investment thesis entirely. Pricing opacity is a subsidy. It allows companies to report subscription revenue figures that overstate genuine customer engagement, because a meaningful portion of that revenue comes from customers who would cancel if cancellation were easy. When that subsidy is removed, reported subscriber counts and net revenue retention figures for consumer-facing platforms should be treated with additional skepticism, particularly for companies with large New York City exposure and historically low voluntary churn rates. The second-order effect connects directly to the AI token pricing collapse. Regulators and enterprise customers are converging on the same demand. Show me the real price. New York is making hidden fees illegal for consumers. Microsoft and Coinbase are enforcing internal spending caps that function as enterprise-level price discovery. Meta is publishing token pricing that is a fraction of Anthropic's rates. These are parallel expressions of the same dynamic, and they will compound. Placamium's thesis: the companies best positioned over the next 18 months are those that can compete on disclosed price rather than obscured price. In AI infrastructure, that means vertically integrated hyperscalers building proprietary models and budget providers like DeepSeek with structural cost advantages. In consumer tech, it means platforms where high net promoter scores and genuine engagement drive retention, not cancellation friction. In real estate, the junk fee rule, if finalized, restructures the economics of New York's rental management sector in ways the market has not yet priced. The regulatory geography will remain fragmented through 2026. But New York City has 8 million residents and functions as a de facto national standard setter for consumer regulation. What begins on October 1 in Manhattan will be litigated, replicated, and expanded. The bottom line: New York City's subscription ban is the first municipal enforcement framework to close the gap left by failed federal rulemaking on deceptive pricing. The $525 per user fine structure gives it teeth the Biden-era rules never acquired. For institutional investors, the relevant question is not whether this regulation passes legal challenge. It is whether the business models that depend on cancellation friction, hidden fees, and opaque token pricing can survive a world in which at least one major market demands transparency by law. The answer in most cases is that they can survive, but only by reporting smaller real revenues than they report today. Price that in accordingly.